Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente, who is chasing the ball. Beckert reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive towards short. Alley catches it and throws to first to double up Cardenal. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards first. Robertson catches it and throws to Cash, who tags Rochelle for the double play. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Rochelle. Alley moves to second. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruschel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruschel covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguilan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams is walked intentionally. Luke Walker now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Luke Walker. Dan McGinn now pitching. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Vic Davalillo. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kleins for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Clemente reaches third base with a triple. Cash scores. Hebner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cubs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates too. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kline's now playing left field. Bob Miller now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Aker now pitching. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sanguilan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Alley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Robertson moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Gene Kline's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline's is 0 for 1 in the game. Kline's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Robertson moves to third. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.